Tonight's shiur is in Tofresh Peches, Sif Hei Vav Zayin and Ches. Sif Hei. Ben Ir, Shehalach L'Krach, or Ben Krach, Shehalach L'Ir. Someone who lived in a large city that wasn't walled, who goes to the city that is walled, or vice versa. Im HaYadayto L'Achzor L'Mekayma, Bizman Kriya, if he had in mind to return to his place at the time of Kriya. Finis Akev L'Chazar, and he was held up and didn't get back. Kore kimakomo, so he lanes like his original place. But if he didn't have in mind to return home, Eliyahu's manakriya only after laning, then he has to read like the place where he is currently located. If he's in a wilderness or on a ship, he reads on the 14th like everyone else in most of the world. So Mishtabur explains, Sivkon Yud Beis Ben Ir Shehal Chakrach V'chulu Sivzeh Huloshen HaRambam. The language of the Shulchan Aruch is taken from the Rambam. U'v'nei Sherabim Miskashim B'Sif HaZem, because many are troubled with this particular paragraph, Mukhuch Ani L'Harchav Adibur Gassas, I must expand a little bit, U'nevaro K'fimashe Pershu HaMagad V'Kesef Mishnah, and we'll explain it the way the Magad Mishnah and Kesef Mishnah do. V'chimash M'Hagron, this is also how it seems to be from the Vilna Gaon. There are three things you need to know. Aleph, dim hushayich laori haprozos afilu yom echad kari peroz v'karib yodald. If he is in the cities that are open, unwalled cities, even if he's there for a day, he takes on the status of someone from that city, and he reads on the 14th of Adar. The way the Gemara puts it, even a Pruz Leyoimai is called a Ben Pruz. It's not like other things, you have to live there 30 days to become a citizen. For these halachas, one day is sufficient. So if he's living for one day in Bnei Brak, even though all year long he's in Yerushalayim, for this halachas, he's a Ben Bnei Brak.
24 hours, you have to just show up that day.
We're going to explain. V'chein im hushayich l'mukofin afili yom echad, and vice versa. If he lives in Bnei Brak, but he happens to be in Yerushalayim for the day, kari mukuf v'kari tesvav, that's enough to make him part of that city to be mechuyev on the 15th. Beis, the second thing you need to know. Zman kriya hu ikar b'yom. When we say he's going to be home in time for the kriya, we're not talking about the nighttime kriya. We're talking about the daytime kriya. The daytime kriya is the ikar kriya. V'kimet shahoyah ba'ori ha'prazos bascholos hayom yudald. If he's in the open city, the unwalled city, at the beginning of the 14th, the morning of the 14th, then Karib Yodalt, he has to read, he had Megillah on the 14th. V'chein ke'gavnu v'kof miyom tezvav, and vice versa, even though he lives out of the walled cities, if he's in the walled city the morning of the 15th, then he's a chiyuv Megillah on the 15th. Gimel, Zman kriya shekos mechar behind Zman kriya samokam shehu bo ata. When the Mechaber talks about the Zman Kriya, he's referring to the time of the Kriya in the place where he is currently. Lo Zman Shiyotzim Misham, not the Zman Kriya of where he left from. So with that, those three pieces of information, we can explain this paragraph. So now let's explain this paragraph in order with each detail. Ben Ir Shahalach L'Krach. The Mechaber began, a Ben Ir who goes to the Krach, or the Ben Krach who goes to the Ir. A Ben Ir, a fellow who lives in an open city, he goes to the Krach that's walled. Im hayadaito be'es nesiyaso, lachzor lemakomo bizman kriya, if he had in mind when he left on this journey, he had in mind to return home, back to the Ir, back to Bnei Brak, at the time of kriya, ratzalomer bizman kriya shel tezvav. When the kriya of Tezvav is going to happen, he's going to be back home. So when the day breaks, when the dawn comes, he won't be in Yerushalayim. He's returning before the day starts. Even though something happens and he has to stay in Yerushalayim, Gamayom Tezvav, he's there for the 15th too. He's not called a mukaf, because he never planned on being there the morning of the 15th. He'll have to lay Megillah on the 14th, even if he's in Yerushalayim. But when he left his home in Bnei Brak, he had in mind he's going to be in Yerushalayim till the 15th in the morning after the Zman Kriya. That means the morning of the 15th. Shas kvar who's Mahat Kriya, which is the time for Kriya's Megillah. Os chal olav shem mukov, then he has a chiyav mukov. V'kari imahem b'yom tesvav. And his chiyav Megillah is not Yudald. His chiyav Megillah is tesvav. V'afilim acha chazal iro b'yom tesvav. And even if he went home on the 15th, kari sham lo kari metchila b'kach. If he didn't hear Megillah before he left, he has to read the Megillah on the 15th because he has a din of a ben krach. The morning of the 15th is Man Kriya. So the question is, does it just start with dawn or dawn and enough time to read the Megillah? So Sharsin Yud Zayin says that there are Achronim who write that's not enough just that the morning began. It has to be he's there long enough for the Megillah to be read at that time. Night is not, that's not the issue. We don't look at nighttime. It's the morning. We don't say if he's there at the crack of dawn, oh, he's a Ben Tesvav. If he's there long enough to hear Megillah, he's a Ben Tesvav. Now let's explain this if in the second possibility that had been someone from a walled city who goes to the open city, he goes from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak. If when he left his house he had in mind to be home back in Yerushalayim for the Kriya, that means he's going to be home before the morning of the 14th. He's not going to be in Bnei Brak the morning of the 14th. He'll only be there at the night. If it happened that he didn't get back to Yerushalayim, it doesn't make a difference. His din is to read on the 15th, not on the 14th. But if his intent was to stay in Bnei Brak until the afternoon of Yudalid, let me tell be there for the Kriya on the 14th of the morning, then Chal of Chovah said Kriya shall ear, then he has the Chiyav Kriya of the people in the city. V'zesh Amar Chav, that's what the Mechaber says, Koriyim Anshei HaMokam Asher Sham, he has to read the Megillah like the people there. V'alkein Af Shechaz B'Osiyom B'Lekrach, therefore, even though he came back to Shalayim, Tzorech Liku B'Osiyom Yudalad, he has a Chiyav Yudalad, he's got a lane on Yudalad, because he was there in the morning. Dunikra Pruz Ben Yomo, he is the Pruz Ben Yomo, he is the person who lives in the open city for the day. The Tazah says this is if he was there when the day began. If he returned to the big city, the walled city, before the day started, then the fact that he intended to stay is irrelevant. It doesn't help that you intend to stay there. If you're not there, you're not there. If he came back in that morning, it's not enough. So basically it's two things. The intent to be there and the fact that he's going to be there in that span of the morning. But if he intends to be there and he's not in the morning, it's not nogei at all. If he doesn't intend to be there, he has no plan of being there, then even if he ended up there, he doesn't take on that halacha. That's what he's trying to say. The notes point out that the Chazon Ish has a different approach to this. Chazon Ish approach is that it doesn't depend on what your das was when you left home. It depends on what your das is when Seisko Chum comes. When the night begins, when Purim starts, what is your plan? Are you going to be out of here before the morning, or are you staying through the morning? If you're here through the morning, then you're mechuyev like the people in Bnei Brak. If you plan on being out of here before the morning, you have no chiyev. So some of the Yerushalayim wants to simchadik the night of Purim, and he goes to Bnei Brak, he has no chiyuv to be Lane Megillah on Yudalad because he's going to be back to Yerushalayim that night. He'll come back that night, he'll be there. If he's there through the morning, and he has in mind, then it's all the chiyuv of the Ben Yudalad. Sivka Yud Gimel, Vimhu Bamid Bevachulu, if he's not in either, he's not in a city at all, he's in a wilderness, he's on a ship, then he reads in Yudalad. Afilu Humi Bnei HaKrach, and even though his hometown is in Yerushalayim, in the city that's walled, but he's not there for Purim. So it's not like, you know, you're from Eretz Yisrael and come to Chutzlars for Yonta if you keep one day because you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael. Here, it depends mamash where you are. It doesn't go by where you own your property. It doesn't go by where you live the rest of the year. It's like a halacha for that day. Where do you live on this day? And that determines your chiyuv. Se'ivav. Yom Tezvav Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. The 15th occurs on Shabbos. Ain't current Hamigillah b'Shabbos. We can't lay in Megillah. Ela Makdim in the Kriya b'Shabbos, but we lay in it on Friday. V'goyvim ma'os matanas of aniyim, and we collect money for the aniyim. U'machalkin asam bo b'yom. So we do matanas of yoinim the same day we lain, which will be Friday. U'yom Shabbos motzin shnei sefarim on this Shabbos, which is Shushan Purim. We take two sefer Torah. U'b'sheni kairin v'yavu amolik. We lain the Purim laning from the second sefer Torah. V'oyim al anisim, and in the daven he says al anisim. V'enoisim sudas Purim, but we don't make a suda. I don't make a Shabbos until Sunday. So it's a Purim Hasholosh. There are 3 days the mitzvahs continue. On Erev Shabbos is Megillah Leim Matanas of Yoinim. Shabbos is Al-Nisim and the Kriyas HaTorah. And Sunday is the Suda and Mishloach Manas. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Yodad Yom Tesov V'chulu. The Ilu Yodad Yef Shal Chol B'Shas. It'll never happen. Yodad comes out on Shabbos. If Yodad came out on Shabbos, then you're going to have a problem with Yom Kippur coming out on a Friday or a Sunday. It never happens. Sivkan Tesvav Ein Kairin V'chulu. So we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. The Gazer Rabbanon Shema Yelich Yisal Chacham Lalam Da Eich Lekrosal. The Chacham made a Gezerah. If you would have a Chiyuv to lay in Megillah, you may end up carrying it, and you'll go out in Rishus Rabbim to the Chacham to teach you how to read. V'yaviranu Arba Amos Rishus Rabbim, and you'll be over the Issur of carrying 4 Amos in Rishus Rabbim. So we don't lay in. So the Shaila is, it means the fascinating Shaila in the notes, a boy's bar mitzvah on Tezvav. He's born on Shushan Purim. And the year of his bar mitzvah is a Purim Shulish. So once Kriyas Megillah on Yudalad. On Yudalad he's not bar mitzvah yet. On Yudalad he's still a Kotan. So he heard Megillah, the Chinuch. Now it's Shabbos, it's Purim. And now he's a Gadol.
Really.
He wasn't yet a Megillah. What does he do? So they bring some Shitas hold he should read Megillah B'Yechidus. And some on Shabbos, which is a Pella. It's a Pella. There's no blading on Tazayin. There's Chal, Lo Yavar. No one lands on Tazayin. That's Chal, not the Gnai Nesa. So some say he lands on Shabbos, and some say he lands on Shabbos. And say the Gedolei Yerushalayim, as Zalman said, this is an old machlekes, Gedolei Yerushalayim. Please look it up. But it's a fascinating din, because Chacham said not to lane. Pashtus, he listens like everyone else on Friday and Fafal. He doesn't lane on Shabbos. But there are those who said he should lane on Shabbos by himself. Sivkan design. HaMegillah b'Shabbos. So we don't lane Megillah on Shabbos. But Oz Yom Shabbos Shmona La'ador Hu Pasha Zohar. So in this year, the previous Shabbos was Pasha Zohar. Haftir Pekarati. Then the Haftaras Pekarati. Now what do you do on Purim, Shushan Purim? You're laying in Ve'ovam Malek, so what's the Haftarah going to be? So Maftir and Pekarati again, the Krochen, they're going to lay in it again. They have the same Haftarah, 2 Shabbosos in a row. Al-Layar was Maftir and say the Shua. In anywhere else, in Chutz, anywhere it doesn't have a walled city, they'll lay in the regular, whatever the parasha was, the Haftarah for that Shabbos, because it's one of the week of Hafsakah. V'shol v'dorashim bo b'yom b'chaz Purim. Shabbos Purim, you should learn the halachas of Purim on Shabbos. Kadei sheyisku inyan hayom, to remember the inyan hayom. Kshechal b'chol yosnei day kriyas Megillah. We on a regular Purim we have Megillah leaning, but since they're not laying the Megillah, so there's a special din to learn the halachas. Sifkani yizayim v'oyim al anisim. We say al anisim b'Shabbos, v'lo be'erev Shabbos, but not on Friday. Even though you're laying the Megillah, there's no al anisim. Shabemus lakrach and zmanim tesvav v'lo b'yadav, because for the walled cities the zman is tesvav, not yadav. It was a gezer you'll carry, so therefore they pushed the Megillah back to Friday. So, but if you did say Al Nisim on Friday, it's not like you said something totally irrelevant that you and you don't go back. There's no Kriyas HaTorah. In the cities outside it with no walls, they say Al Nisim on the 14th, not the 15th. That's not sure if it had a wall or not. They sell nisim both days. You don't make a suda. The Yerushalmi says as follows. Should you make a suda Purim on Shabbos? It says you may mishta. That you make a mishta when Beis Din determines the date, but not on Shabbos, because Shabbos has his own din simcha, which is min hashamayim, not from Beis Din. For the memela shishluach manus gam b'yom yishom b'Shabbos. So once the suuda is not going to be on Shabbos, the shalach manus won't be on Shabbos either. Shalach manus will be in the same day as the suuda on Sunday. V'hinei maral chaviv herich lochich the bavli shalom in sovakein. Maral Bach writes in a lengthy discussion that the Talmud Bavli argues on this Yerushalmi. So he holds you should make the Suda's Purim on Shabbos. He lived in Yerushalayim and he did such a thing. And he can even do Shalach Manos on Shabbos. You give Suda things. You're allowed to give Suda things on Shabbos. You don't stop and give presents, but to give someone a bottle of wine, a cake, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. But Advaz says like Shulchan Aruch, Suda's on Sunday. So there's two shittas. It happens to be many people are mahadur on Yerushalayim to have a gezunta suda on Shabbos. Besides the suda, they're going to make on Sunday.
Why didn't you say else do everything on Shabbos?
You can't do matzah avyonim. Okay. And the gila you can't do because of gzera.
But Shach, what problem?
Carrying.
It's not mukzah.
No, it's carrying. Okay. But you're not going to the chacham to ask. So you're not afraid to take out of the air. Pichodesh holds the Megillah's mukzah on Shabbos. Miachash and Kerbis says you don't lane. Alakam Achorim Chokal. Many Achorim disagree. My team says it's not mukzah. You got to take it out and learn from it, and it should not be mukzah. Seif Zayin. Hamafarish Bayam Hayotze B'Yashayara. Someone who's going on a voyage or in a caravan. Ve'enemotzi Megillah Lichimoy. He has no Megillah to take with him. So he could lane before he leaves on his journey on the 13th, 12th, or 11th of Adar, but no bracha. And if he has to leave before those days, some say he'll lane even from Rosh Chodesh. Ramah says, that's the minig. However, if he does get a hold of a Megillah, he should lane on Yudalad, even if he did it on Yudgimel. Because it was not in the right time, and now he has a chance to do it. Bismano, Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Yutas. Ve'ena motzi Megillah. He doesn't have a Megillah to bring with him. Demhaya motzi. Because if he did have a Megillah, of course, mechuyav likchal v'likos biyudal. He takes the Megillah with him and he lanes on Yudal. Sifkatan Chaf Yikrenu Yudgimel v'chulu. So if he can't lane on Yudalid, he can lane on Yudgimel or Yudbeis Yudalf. The kibbutz asur. There has to be a minion. The shlo bismano boy asur. The din is when you don't have. When you're laning, not in the right time, you need a minion. Look in the end of Siman Tov Resadi. Perhaps you can use children for your minion. This comes up in the Purim Shulish scenario. We just mentioned that they're not going to lane on Shushan Purim, they're going to lane the day before. So that's really laning Shlo Bezmano. So we're makbet that dafka of a minion. Even though any other time you could get someone go to lay in the gill in a hospital, to lay in someone's house, be yichidus. Not on Purim Shulosh. That Friday, you have to have a minion. All the laying is Shlo Bezman, you have to have a minion. Then there's a famous Brisker of Schumer that he held that because you need a minion, you cannot correct for yourself any error. Usually we say, if you didn't hear a word, say it yourself and you keep going. Says the Brisker of, what you say yourself is not part of a minion. The minion is only the Sheikh Sibir who 10 people listen to. It's not pshat, there are 10 people there. The pshat is, it's being read in front of 10 people. So you have to hear every word from the Balkari. If you miss one word, you're not yet to do it again, the whole thing. It's a Zab Biskechuma. The others who think, say, no, it's a minion. The minion is there. So once it's a minion there, what difference does it make if we all read ourselves?
Yeah.
He held us, you're not assigned to Din Asara. The Din Asara is, you have to hear it from him. You don't hear it from him, you're not Yoytz the Din Asara. So I always say it's Peshat by, it's the same Loytz Chumah by Parsha Zohar. There are Shittas Zohar, there has to be Basara. So the one who gets the Aliyah, he's supposed to read along, he has to hear the Balkari. Because his reading along is not Basara, only the Balkari is reading Basara. So this is worked. V'ayin b'ran shem estapik li'in b'nei ha'kfar shem makdim l'krosa. The Ran is not sure when you talk about the villagers who lane before Yudalad, Imachuyav the Kosa Gamalaila, do they lane at the night too? Or Daibi Kriyad Biyom, or they just lane by daytime? It's the same thing here. When this fellow's going to take a voyage or go on a caravan, and he's going to lane in Yudgimel Yudbeis, it's not sure, he for sure has to lane by daytime. It's not sure if he lanes by night. From the tour, it seems to be he lanes at night as well. Vidar Odin, you should know more. When we say this fellow who's going on a caravan or by sea voyage, he can do it on the 13th, 12th, 11th, that's Megillah leaning. Our Suda is important, but the Suda itself, and giving the presents, that has to be on Yudalad. If he can't do it and you give it, he's leaving before that. So some say even from a Shchodesh. The Pasuk says this is the month that was switched from sad to happy.
With or without brachas?
No brachas. Okay. No brachas. Sivkat and chafbeis. So if he does get a Megillah, even though he did it before, he does it again in Yudalad. Hainu bin brachas. With the brachas, the Zman, it is the Zman. The Zman. Sivches. Ben ir shahoy besfino bederech lahoye biyado Megillah. So this fellow who lived outside of a walled city, he ended up on a ship or on the road on Yud Daled without a Megillah. And then on Tesvav he gets a Megillah. Kari osa b'tesvav he should lay on Tesvav. Sefkan chav gimel kari osa b'tesvav ubelo brach without a bracha. Because this man for him was yudalad. Alma tesvav ve'elich lo yikur kal. After Tesvav there is no laning. Tichsiv lo yavor, the pasuk says lo yavor. Im tov v'kor b'parashios for Megillah b'ador rishon. If by mistake they lay in the Megillah and the Daled parashios in Ador rishon of a leap year, tzarech las v'kos v'sheni, you have to do it again in Ador sheni. So there's a fascinating shah in Shari Tshuva. It's not here, interestingly enough. It's in Tafri Sadi Gimel. In Tafri Sadi Gimel, the halacha is brought that we don't say hal on Purim. One of the reasons we don't say hal is kriyasa zuhi lula. The fact that you read the Megillah is the hal. So there's a suggestion that if you're going to be on this journey, this caravan or voyage, and there's no Megillah laning, you should say hal. Because the only reason you don't say hal is kriyasa zuhi lula, and here there is no kriya. So he brings in the Bircha Yosef that there's such a taina that if you're not going to be in a place where they're going to lane Megillah, then you should have a chiyuv halal
with brachas,
hashdos. And then he says, "Said no, maybe not. That's not what Chazal meant." And you have the other reasons why you don't say halal, because the Gemara has other reasons why you don't say halal. It's not the only reason, but there's a tzad that if you're not going to lane the Megillah, you should have
full halal.
Yeah, you say the full halal. There is no din halal. I'm saying for this fellow who has no mikra megillah, so for him he would say the halal because he has no megillah to lean on the day that he's supposed to.